We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top. Shaul ben Doma ben Achos Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked Rabbi Shmuel, Re'isi Shnei Lachai Shnoshu, I saw both my cheeks or my jaws that they fell off. Omar, Shnei Gedudei Reime, or Yoyetze Reime, Yoyetzu Alecha Ra, Umesu. Two advisors of Rome wanted to say bad about you, and they died. And Rashi explains, because a lechi is a cheek or a jaw where you talk from. That's why you can see the sheiches, the talking. Omei v'akapala Rabbi, v'isi choyt b'shinosha, I saw my nose fall off. Omalei charoin af estalak m'cha, you're supposed to have charoin af on you from a Kares Baruch Hu, and that went away. Omalei v'isi shnei yadah shenechtchu, I saw both my hands were chopped off. Omalei loitzit starach l'maitzi edecha, you won't have to work. That's what it means, you won't have to work. You won't have to use your hands, you'll be rich by yourself. I saw both my feet were cut off. I'm like, yeah, susat ha'reichiv. When you're riding a horse, you're getting a chauffeur, you're going to be driven around in a Cadillac. Susat ha'reichiv. Chazoy damli ba'adar misis. They're going to die in Adar. Nisan l'chaz. You're not going to see Nisan. Only you know what it means? Ba'adrusam misas. You're going to die in glory. Ba'adar. That's what Adar means. And Nisan means you're not going to come to any Nisayin. Omalehu tzaduki. So that was all where someone asked Rabbi Shmuel, which was his nephew, a chashev yid, Shaul ben Doma. Now the Tzaduki, who was not a chashev person at all, Omalei hu tzaduki le Shmuel, Re'isi shani mashka shemen lezeisim. I saw in my dream that I'm putting shemen into zeisim, which is the opposite. Really, shemen come out of zeisim. We're putting shemen into zeisim. Omalei, you know what happened? Baal imoy. You, in real life, what must have been Baal imoy. That's the opposite. Really, a person comes out of his mother. Here, he was going into his mother. Omalei, Chazoy the cut of like a chava. I saw that you were oiker a, you grabbed, you detached a star. Omalei bar yisogin after means you stole a yid. You kidnapped a yid, a Jew. Omalei chazoy the blasik chava. You swallowed up the star. Omalei yeah bar yisrael. You know what it means? They told Stuki. It means you sold a, you kidnapped a Jewish boy and then you sold him. Baris Ozavanti, Vachatul Dom, and you ate the money. That means you stole, that you swallowed a star. Omalei, Chazoy Einei de Noshkin Adodi. In my dream, I see my two eyes kissing each other. Omalei, yeah, Baal Achaisa. It means you were Baal Achaisa on your sister. Omalei, Chazoy de Noshkin Siare. He saw in his dream that he's kissing a moon. Omalei, yeah, Baal Eishas Yisrael. You Mazana with an Eishas Yisrael. Omalei, Chazoy de Rechina Batuna Dasa. I saw you standing in the shade of he, the Stuki always sees himself. Yeah, who do you think we're talking about? Yeah, Chazoy. He's saying, Shmuel is talking to him, he's saying you. Yeah, Shmuel is saying you. Is that wrong? Yeah, so the dream is when he's seeing it, and the interpretation is you. Yeah. Omalei Chazoy the Rechina Batuna Dasa. He's told Rabbi Shmuel that he saw in a dream that he's standing in the shade of a myrtle, a hadasim. Omalei Baal Nayim Rasa. He told him that you were Baal Nayim Rasa, and how, what's a sheiches? So Rashi explains, because when he used to make a chuppah, it was made with myrtles, and therefore it's a lashon of chuppah of Nayim Rasa. Omalei Hay Tuna Miloy Havoy Vehu Mitatoy. He said in his dream he saw that the shade was behind him and he was on the bottom. Omalei Mishkov Hafach, that when his Baal Nayim Rasa, he turned around his Mishkov, that she was Lamaila and he was Lamata. Omalei Chazoy Arvei Dahadori Lepurai, I saw ravens around my bed. Omalei Ishtach Hazansa, means your wife was Hazana. Menashim Harvei, from a lot of different Anashim. That's Loshon Arvin. Omalei Chazoy Yoini Dahadori Lepurai, I saw doves around my bed. Omalei Noshim Harvei Temesa, you were Metam a lot of Noshim. You were holding two doves and they flew away. You married two ladies of Haratinu, and you sent them away where they get. That's why they're flying away. I saw my dream that I was peeling an egg. You stripped the dead people to take away their clothing. Omalei, so after all these things, Stuki says, Kula Stuki, you got everything right. Bar Mahal the lesser, but nah, I never took anything from a mace, because like it's not covered for some liberal, He doesn't take that dead person, would he start with that? Nah, that would never start with, a poor underprivileged guy is dead. He wouldn't start with him. Everything else he would do. That's what he said. But mice, even that wasn't true. This lady came, Omalei, Hai Glima, the Michsas Gavra, Ploini, who the Miss, that suit that you're wearing, it's from her husband, that when he died, and he stole it right out of the urn. Amalei Chazoi Da'amri Li, that I see that they're telling me in a dream, Shavik Bach Avuch Nichse Bekubatke. I see that my dream, that my father left me real estate or lechosim in Kubatke. Only Isla Kubatke, you have any lechosim there, and that's that country? Only lab, no. Ozavuch, did your father ever go to that country? Only lab. So he said, Imkain, I'll tell you the taich in these words. Kafa means Keshura. The word kafa means a beam in that language. Lashon Paras, Rashi says. And Deka means Asara, means 10. So Zil Chazi Kafa Deresh Asara Shimalei Azuzi. Go look at the 10th beam, the 10th beam that's full of Zuzim. Ozali Taka went, Oshel Mezuzi, the fellow found it was full of money, that 10th beam. Omer Rebbe Chanina, Haroye Be'er Bechaloim. We finish with the Tzduki now, we're going to new things. Omer Rebbe Chanina, Haroye Be'er Bechaloim. We see a well in your dream, Roya Shalim. How do we know? Shnema, Vayach Rav the Yitzchok, Benach Avim Shoshon Be'er Mam Chaim. So you see in the pasuk, and that pasuk is got a little shver. Really, it's supposed to be the next pasuk where it says they land up in the place called Rechayvais, and there they had a bar, and there was no fights. There was only shalom. So you see, a be'er represents shalom. Rav Nosson Oyim Matzah Torah. Shem Kimoitzah Matzah Chayim. Be'ksiv Hachu Be'er Mechayim. And Be'er Mechayim again a shalom. So you see, it means Matzah Torah. What do with shalom? You see that a be'er has shaykh is be'er ma'am chayim, and Torah is called chayim, so you see, if you see a be'er in your dream, it means you're going to get Torah. Rav ha'ma chayim mamish, you're going to get mamish life. Om Rav Chalon, shalish shloim is same. There's three things that you can see in a dream, it represents shalim. Nohar, tzipar, v'kadeira, a river, a bird, and a cattle. That's the river, cattle, and the bird, whoever read the book. Nohar, d'chsiv, Hiri noita aleha kanar shalim. You see, nohar shaykh is the shalim, because it says in the pasuk, and I'll just... what that book says, that Anar is a type of Shalom, that, you know, there's two cities, and Anar is like, attaches them together, like you go back and forth, the ship, it means that this is the lowest level of Shalom, that they get along with each other, but they're really not attached, they're really not one, they just get along with each other. Tzipur, which is the best level, has to with Shalom, and the word Tzipur is that it's one being, that's Lamata and Lamaila, and they have both Milas, but it's all one Guf. Kedera, hey, no, that's Shalom. L'chsev Hashem Tishbayis Shalom Lanu. Yeah, and what's the mashal of Kedera? Because Kedera, fire and water are very, they don't get along at all. But you put a pot in between, you could do a lot of things together. So that's the second level of Shalom, where it's like a corporation. You have two people who are opposites, but they both complement each other, and together they could create a good dish. In a Kedera, they could create things together. That's the second level of Shalom. Tzipra is the highest, and Nahar is the lowest, and that's why it changes the order to river, cattle, and the bird, even though the Gemara says river, bird, and cattle. That's why he changed it, because he holds that levels are that levels. That Rabbi is Rabbi Aaron Feldman, the Rashiva from Ner Yisrael. Okay. Omram Kanino, v'kadeira, she'im ba, basar, shanino. We're talking about dafka, if this kadeira in the dream doesn't have big meat, like cows in there. Upirshu, yeah, doesn't have any meat in there. Upirshu, because the pasuk says, shenemar, how do you know it's not a good thing? The pasuk says, upirshu kasher v'sid, v'vasar v'soy chalachas, this pasuk to where peronius of Klal Yisrael, that they're going to cut them up like chop meat, chas v'shalom, to cut up the Eden, and therefore, this is a pasuk of peronius. If you see a kadeira full of basar, it's not a good thing. We see a river in the Chaloim. So now the Gemara is going to say that a lot of these things that we see in a dream that are good have two interpretations, have a good pasuk and not a good pasuk. So always, right away when you get up, say the right pasuk. Like the Gemara Shah speaks out that should be the first pasuk that comes to your mouth. Gemara Shah speaks out. When you wake up in the morning, he says, So therefore, right when you wake up, you should right away say the pasuk that's good. That's what Mashal speaks out. Let's see it back inside. Say that pasuk that shaykh to shalom. Koydim shaykh then a pasuk acher, where the pasuk says ki yovin kenar tzar, loshon of tzaris. And that's not a good thing. Which is a good pasuk. Which is not a good pasuk. Which is not a good pasuk. Haray and Avim Mechalayim, you see grapes and Chalayim. Yashmi Yemer, a good pasuk, which is kind of remember the Kohen Shekhet Man, Avim Minbar. Kohen Shekhet Man, a pasuk Acher, a pasuk in Hazinu, and Iveimoy, I'm in Veirosh, which is not a good pasuk. It's about Tsaros and Klai Yisrael, what Tsaros, the Goyim, are doing to Klai Yisrael. Haraya harba chaloyim. You see a mountain in your dream. Yashkev yirem anovu ala horem raglei mevaster, which is talking about Mashiach. Koyish v'gdana pasuk achar ala horem esa bechi v'nei, which is talking about Tsaros. Haraya shoyfe bechaloyim. Yashkev yirem ahoye v'yem ahu yitok abba shoyfe gadol, which is talking about Mashiach. Koyish v'gdana pasuk achar tiku v'shoyfe begiva, which is not a good thing. Haraya kelev v'chaloyim. You see a dog in your dream. Yashkev yirem ahu l'chom neish ol yechlar. It's kelev l'shoyna. We know it's a pasuk about Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Gevaldika things. Which is going on the goyim who are trying to attack us. Talking about a Kares Baruch Hu, which is Ali Arya Mesufka, which is talking about Vukhanatsa. Haraya taglachas b'chaloyim. You see, getting himself a haircut in the chaloyim. Yashkev v'yemar ve'igalech ve'chalos and loisav. Say the pasuk is talking about Yosef at Sadek and took him out of the bar and they saved him, became the king of Mitzrayim. It says ve'igalech ve'igalech ve'chalos and loisav. Koyim v'gan a pasuk achar, which is im gechalti v'sar v'meni koychi, which is talking about Shimshon when they gave him a haircut. He lost his koychis. That was the end. That was his last day when he died from that. Haraya be'er b'chaloyim. You see a be'er in your dream. Yask b'yem a be'er ma'im chayim. Kodem shekmenu pasuk achar kehikir be'er memeho. Bayor memeho. Which is not a good pasuk. Haraya kona b'chaloyim. You see a reed in your dreams. Yaskim v'yem a kona rotzutz lo yishovar. It will not break. Kodem shekmenu pasuk achar hini b'tach loch amashem ta kona rotzutz. That will break. Tana b'an haraya kona b'chaloyim. You see a stick, a reed in your dreams, yitzapel lechachma. You should be ready to get smart. Shnema kenei chachma. You see, loshen kana bechachma. Konim, if you see konim, yitzapel lebina. Then it's you have a potential for bina. Shnema vachol kinyonecha kana bina. Amrav zera, kara, which is a gourd, kaire, which is hearts of palm, kira and kanya, all these things. Kira is wax, kanya is a stick. Kulum malachem, all good for chaloyim. Tanya in marin delulim, mishu yarish mayim chol kaicha. They only show the luim who are big to me the chametz. Only show the luim the people who are yari shemayim chol koyecha. They're yari shemayim, and we know that yari shemayim is a prerequisite for the chametz. Because only for people who are yari shemayim chol koyecha, you show the luim. It's a sign of yari shemayim. Haroya shar b'chaloyim. Someone sees an axe in his dream. Yashkev yemei b'chor shayra hadaloy. He said that pasuk was a good pasuk. He said that pasuk ach yigach shoris is. Say for that Alan Pasuk. Taran Bonach. Amishu Dvarim Nemru B'Shar. There are five things that are said when you see a shar. Ha'oichum B'Shar, if eating a shar, eating the meat of the cow in your dream, Miss Asher, you become rich. Nochoy, if it kicks you, Ha'avalim Bonim Shemigachim Torah. If it kicks you in a dream, it means you're going to have children who are going to fight the learning, Mamash with the Knack. Noshchu, if he bites you, you're surim b'amalav. It's not a good thing. Yeah, surim. Ba'atu, he kicks you, derechaykez amalav. You're going to be land up in a far place, working out of some hick down. Rochvay, if you're riding it, oy l'gdula, you're going l'gdula. V'atanya rochvay meis. If you're riding it, you're going to die. Like kasha, the rochav alatura, if you're riding the axe, that means you're going to be a g'dula. Or the rochav tura today, if the axe is riding you, then you know that it means you're going to die. And what's the pshat? Because what does an ox do? It plows the ground. You're going to be 6 feet under. If you're plowing the ground, that's how you know it's going to die. Haroye chamar b'chaloyim. You see a donkey in your dream. Tzapel Yeshua shenama hinei ma'alokech yo'ava l'cho tzadik noisha hu oni v'reich chamar. We call Mashiach oni v'reich v'al chamar. Haroye chatur b'chaloyim. So it depends if you're chassidus or not. Then the seed of a dream is good. But as the correlate shunra, if you call it shunra, nas la shira, no, it'll be a good song. Shinra, nas la shinura, then it'll be a shinura. Then it'll be not a good thing for you. Haroya anovim, it depends what you call the cat. Haroya anovim b'chaloyim. If you see grapes in chaloyim, levon, if you see white grapes, someone's probably means green grapes. Beim is banam, beim shloim is manam, say if you're in the season or not the season, yafais, that's good. Shachar rice, you black rice, vizmanam yafais, vizmanam rice. If vizmanam is good, shloim vizmanam rice. Taki, see by Rebbe, they only have the green grapes. Haroya sus lavan, you see a white horse in your dreams, bechaloim, beim benachas, beim berodov, yafalo. Even if it's galloping or it's nachas or just trotting, it's good for you. Odom, if it's a red horse, then benachas yafalo. Rodov is galloping, kosher, it's not a good thing. Haroy Yishma b'chaloyim. If you see Yishma b'chaloyim, it's a lashon shama keil. Then tefilasa nishma'as. Your tefilas will be answered. V'dafke Yishma ben Avram. Only if you see Yishma ben Avram. Aval taya ba'alma. If you see stama Arab, loy. It's not a good thing. Haroy Yigom b'chaloyim. If you see a camel in your dream, misa ignas l'mishmaim. It means that he has a knas, he's hanging at misa, v'slum mena, and they saved him from it. He was going to have misa. Amar Chama Rav Shchimai Kro, what's a pasuk? Anoichi eridu mecha Mitzrayim, anoichi elcha gam aloy. I'm going to bring you out of Mitzrayim. You see, you're saved. And how you see gomel? Gam aloy sounds like a gomel. Renach v'yitzchak mechacha, gam Hashem hevech hatoch aloy tamo, so gam Hashem is lashon of a gomel, the gimel. Haray Pinchas b'chaloyim, you see Pinchas in your chaloyim, pele nasli, and have nisin done to you. Haray peel b'chaloyim, you see a elephant in a dream, pelois nasli, and have big nisin happen to you. Pilim, you see a bunch of elephants, pele pelois nasli, a lot of nisin. V'atanya freit digmo, we learned in a brayso, it's on my base, next on my base. Kol mine chayes, yofim l'chaloyim, chus b'ra pilim l'akoyf. All mine chayes see in a dream is good, besides for monkeys and elephants. And the reason is because those things are mashunah. I think it's Rashi on the base. Those things are mashunah. Shemashunah m'marayim. The mashunah. It's not a good thing seen in a dream. Like hashad masarig lo masarig. It's only if it has a saddle, not a saddle. Only if it has a saddle and if it doesn't have a saddle, then it's no good. If it has a saddle, it's good. If it doesn't have a saddle, then it's not good.